Alright, Kedvach. We're holding Simen Tzadi Zayin, Sif Dalid. We're still in the middle of talking about the Chiyuvim of the Loiva. And Sif Gimel talked about the Chiyuvim of the Loiva as well, that the Loiva cannot be Kovish Mama Kaver and not pay up in time. He can't say Lake Vashoiv, delay payment. He must pay in when he was supposed to, whenever he made up, when he's supposed to pay. Sif Dalid is a continuation. Let's see. Also, the loiva lakachas hava. So, loiva is forbidden to take a hava ulahaitzia and to spend that money, the money that he just borrowed, shaloi lutzarech, for not a good purpose. We have to understand what that means, or not for the intent that it was taken for. We'll see. Ula abda, and lose it to the extent at shalo yimsa hamalva mimalik b'ischoiva. He cannot borrow money if he's going to spend that money and not have the ability to repay the loan.
How does he know that?
How does he know? It's Tarek.
Well, what's he borrowing for?
He's borrowing. Well, we're going to let's first flesh this out. We're going to get hands on. Vim Oisikain, and if he does so, Nikra Rasha, he's considered a Rasha. He's not allowed to borrow money and spend that money, La Abda, knowing that he won't have the ability to pay back. So what does this mean? Let's see the Sman of Katan Hey. The Sman says, what does this mean, Pirish? Afilu ein kavanosai da haloivu la'abdu biyadayim. He's not trying to destroy the money and throw it down the drain. Ela, komashem maitzi, anything that he spends it on, shaloi l'tzarech gadol, unless it's mamishra gavaldka, very, very important tzarech, mikri la'abdu, it's considered as if he's destroying the money, sha'avda me'amava, because he's making it lost from the malva, because the malva have no way to get repaid. I borrow the money, I take the money, I throw it, I spend it, I eat ice cream with it, and now there's no way for the malva to get that money back, because this money is spent, the ice cream is eaten, and malva is stuck. So if I do that, that's considered shaloi l'tzarech, and that's nikra rasha.
Only with alva, or you have a chiv on all your...
All my assets are meshubit to the malva.
You have a chiv to your whole lifestyle, to control your lifestyle.
I have but if I want to borrow, I have to borrow with the ability, a realistic ability to pay back. If I know I'm getting a paycheck tomorrow and I need to borrow today, so I'll get my pay, but I have no idea how I'm paying back. I'm just, it's wishful thinking. I hope everything will work out and I'll get money. That's
right.
You have to
watch your whole lifestyle then.
This money that I'm taking, I have to watch.
Only this money?
What do you mean? I don't care what I do on other money, the value, depending on the pshat. What?
If everything's meshubed, then you
right.
have to make sure that the...
Oh, so you're saying, so it's going on that I have to make sure to have the ability to pay back. So I can't spend this money and leave the malva high and dry that he has nowhere to collect from.
It says that he shouldn't spend it on a thing that's not tangible.
That's not l'tzarech gadol. Anything I'm doing it, I'm buying food. It's tangible, right? But I want to eat it. Now you're going to lose.
You're not going to have it. You can only eat it.
So I can't use...
Don't eat a mahalo of pain. That's not what he's saying.
The Maccabi says ad shelo yimta hamava mimalik b'yischoive, that the mava won't have the ability to ever get paid back.
It means that if he wants to buy a piece of machinery...
Right.
He'll buy the machinery with the money. If he doesn't have money, he'll be able to get the machine back.
Good. Or sell the machine. Good. So you can't. So okay. So 1 second. Okay. So we're jumping out of assets. I'm sorry. So you're saying that it's talking about that I only have a right to borrow the money for machinery or something banned, but I can't borrow the money for anything that I'm going to use up or spend.
This thief is not saying that you have to have a mahalo of faith.
Okay. So let's. So 1 second. So if you're going to learn that that's pshat, that I'm only allowed to borrow money for something that will remain banned, right? That's how you're going to. So, right, 1 second. So the Frekta Piskei Mishpat, and apparently he must have had such a Havana as well. Frekta Piskei Mishpat, what do you mean? It's a Mufush Gemar Faket. The Gemara says, Milva Leitzah Nitnu, have a right to borrow, and Faket, the whole concept of Havva is to take it and spend it, Leitzah Nitnu, it's to spend it that it should not be existent afterwards, not it, and not its Tmura. I should spend it and use it up. And that's a Gemara. And I don't think that another Gemara says, he quotes, that Lemishti Bashikra, I could borrow the money and buy beer and drink up the beer. That's the intent of the Alva, and that's fine. I feel Lemishti Bashikra, I have that right. So I'm allowed to take Alva and use it even for something that it's going to disappear. So yes, what's going on here? How could this be pshat in the Mechaba? And blive straight on the Sma.
Maybe but, the Mechaba gives you a
way out. Well, regarding the Mechaba... Well, the Sma only says if it's a tzarech godon. So it was a tzara galda to the Mishi Bashuk at that time. Mamish is tzara galda. We're going to see what tzara galda is. I can't imagine anything that's Mishi Bashuk is tzara galda. Yeah, so I got to think that that's not pshat. I think pshat is...
In American law, there's a criterion for it. For example, we're making a betma only for widows, for fitting for widows and orphans. So they're very conservative about the use of the money.
Right.
Wouldn't that apply here too? Well, why shouldn't apply?
The Tzara
Gadol, what does it mean?
Oh, well, we're going to get to Tzara Gadol. Hold on, well, it's Makhlekes, because even in the Sma, we have to teach our verse. But that's how the Piskei Mishrei is. It doesn't make sense. How you talking? That's what Avoh, you can't spend Avoh. That's the whole purpose of Avoh. So that's why I touched up the Mechaba, the Sma's Mechaba, that the Mechaba continues. Where the Mavo will be left high and dry, you have nowhere to collect. But let's say the Loiva has other assets to collect from, or he has paid checks coming in, he has a realistic, real way to pay off, then he has a right to l'mishti b'shech, he has a right to spend it, big deal, because if he spends this, the mavo will have other assets to come in and collect. It's only a problem when the leiva doesn't have other assets to pay, and he's going to spend this halva too, so it's going to end up at shelo yimtza ha'malva mimalik b'yischoivoy, then it's going to be us and it's nikra rasha. But if he has other things to pay up, for sure, vada, you borrow money to make a chasna, and you'll pay back tomorrow's paycheck. You'll pay back when you make profit tomorrow, whatever the deal is. That's not a problem. It's only a problem if you're spending in a way that you really don't have a solid, realistic way to pay back. It's wishful thinking, I hope. That's very nice, but not the Yanim's cheshbon. You want to do a moon on yourself, so don't borrow the money. You also have a moon that Kosh Rock is going to help you, and you'll be able to pay for the chasna. But if you're borrowing the money, you have to have a real way how to pay back the money. And if you can't pay back the money, it's also to borrow.
What do you need tzara for? The criteria is, will I be able to pay it back?
Oh, so that Mechaba, according to Sma, is giving a caveat that in an extreme situation, if it's a tzarech gadol, guy's going to drop dead of hunger, then he has a right to borrow the money even if he doesn't have a way to pay back. But if it's not letzei gadol, if it's a regular, that's, he added the word gadol, Machav doesn't say gadol. He's adding that if it's letzei gadol, then you have the right to borrow money without the ability to pay back, or without the realistic, you don't know now how you're going to be able to pay it back. But if it's not letzei gadol, it's also to borrow money if a loivet doesn't have a real cheshbon of how to pay this money back at the time when it's due.
Am I correct in remembering that you were saying in the previous year that if a malva knows that it's his or nani who can't pay back, he's not chayav to lend him?
Yes, correct. And that is true, and it will be applicable over here too. No, it's true. The loiva who has no way to pay back and is borrowing letzera gadol, he has the right to borrow, but I don't have a chiv to lend him if I don't see tangible way how he's going to pay back. I don't have a chiv. If I want to be nice, if I have mercy on his letzera gadol, he mamish, she's so desperate, I've got to have a right to lend him, just I don't have a chiv to lend him. The Sma is giving you the right for the loiva to borrow. The loiva has, it's also for a loiva, we have to say this 100 times, because it's like so foreign to the in today's society. It is also for a loiva to borrow if he has no way, realistic way, a definite way how he knows he's going to pay back. It's also to borrow.
So the Sifu is talking about even if the malva knows.
What do you mean if the malva knows?
The malva knows exactly what the loiva's matter is.
Right. If the malva knows that the loiva has no ability to pay back and he wants to lend him, because in tahayit, he's dumb liberation. He could commit suicide too, jump out the window, throw his money out the window, fine.
You can do it even if the malva doesn't know.
Right. Malva and you have a right to borrow without the malva.
I'm
not fooling the malva. I'm not telling the malva something that's not correct. I'm not telling the malva I have a way to pay back. I'm borrowing money for 30 days. I'm hoping in 30 days I'll pay it back. He hopes he's going
to
pay back. He, you know, he has this deal pending and that deal pending. Nothing real. I'm saying nothing solid that he could bank on. But he's hoping. It's wishful thinking. Sometimes it'll happen, sometimes it's not. And even then, it is also for a loiva to borrow unless he knows for sure how he has the ability to pay back the money on the due date.
But every time a loiva comes to the malva has an assumption that the guy has a realistic way of paying it back.
It's wishful thinking.
He has to make a due diligence.
Otherwise, has his cautious, right? So he's assuming that the guy is a erlich.
So I'm
saying he's coming here without that plan.
I didn't because the Tzarek Gold is also Cheskes Kashrus. Tzarek Gold, you have a right to borrow even if you don't have the solid ability to pay back. All right. That's the Sma's pshat in the Mechaba. Now, what does it mean, Lesorei Galus? Let's just bring it out. Shali was ma'ir to me in the Halacha Nari Chaim, just to start off, there's a Gemara in Bey, Daf Tezvov. Tezvov in Bey, it's bevos to Gemara Sura. Bikiva says, Asei Shabbat Chachoyim, Val Tetzarech Lebris. A guy doesn't have money to make Sudi Shabbos, better let him eat the regular food, his macaroni that he eats during the week, cereal that he eats during the week, and not be mistarek labrius and not go collect money. I state in the Gemara, levu alai mani pareya, because Baruch Hu's maftiach that if you borrow money on my cheshbon, alai, what's my cheshbon? On my Shabbos, if you borrow money to keep Shabbos, to be mahane the Shabbos, ani pareya, I guarantee I'll pay you back, I'll make sure that you'll be able to pay back the chayiv. How does that stem? So Taisis says the following. It's a shaila had a taich up Taisis, but Taisis says that which Rebbe Akiva says, "Asei Shabbat Chachol, but the Starak Lebris is talking about be'ein loy lefraya. He does not have the ability to pay back. Continues the Agoyis Ashri in Taisis, just to get at least our Taisis of what Lekaria means. Agoyis Ashri says he has no way to pay back unless he's going to be yitom and atztaka. So therefore, better not borrow in the first place, because you have no realistic way to pay back unless you're going to have to come on to Tzaka. Don't rely on the Bries. Don't come on to the Bries. Better say Shabbat Kokoyim by Yitzarek Lebries. But if the person has a realistic way to pay back, he knows how he's going to pay back, then Avada Levu Alai Vanipare. Then it's fine. Then you could borrow and
go. You have to come to that Vanipare. He has the money.
Hashem will make sure that you won't lose that. Means he's a guy, he's an Onivavian. He's barely making, and he's not even making ends meet, and all of a sudden he's making this lavish Shabbos. Don't worry about it. Make this lavish Shabbos. When tomorrow's paycheck will go to pay off this chayiv that you just borrowed today, how are you going to live on Monday? Don't worry about it. I'll make it up for you. You won't lose out from using Hanoah for Shabbos. Don't worry about it.
The Chofetz Chaim says it's more than that. If he has a mashkin that could cover the debt, that's enough to be global
news. So continues the Hagoyis. So continue, very good. So continues the Hagoyis Ashri. But if you'll have Mashkoinis to pay up this debt, then Enochanami, then he should borrow the money because he has a Mashkin that could pay. And Levu Alai Vani Pareya, either with a Mashkin or with other payment, but it's fine. Then you're allowed to borrow because you have what to pay back. You know you have the ability to pay back because you have a Mashkin that's available. That's what it says in our Tosfos in Hagoyis Ashri. And that Teres Dekanim in Orachim, that's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, over there in Reish Mem Beis, he also brings it down. That's why he paskins that you're not allowed to borrow money, even for Shabbos, you're not allowed to borrow money unless you know how you're going to pay back this chayv. As I paskin that Teres Dekanim. Good, so what do you see from here? You see that even Sudis Shabbos, if you ask me, I thought that was a Tzarek Gadol. No. You even sue this Shabbos. Better do not, if you don't know how you're going to pay this back, do not borrow. With the Haftach of Alai Mani Pray, it's still not enough. Do not borrow unless you know how you're going to pay back. Sue this Shabbos Vaistois is not enough of a Tzarek Gadol. Tzarek Gadol is, I don't know, guy's going to die of hunger. I don't know, really bad. Suffolk, it's really bad. But, sorry?
Doesn't even have the macaroni for Shabbos.
Good. Then, fine. He doesn't even have the Sudas Koil for Shabbos. Good. But if he has a Sudas Koil, do not borrow.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the start of the breeze.
That's what's going to come out. But why can that be without that? Levulai, and don't be Star Greek. You won't collect the daka. Just default on the loan. Don't pay back the Malvin time. Right? Like Teretz, that's not even an option. It's not even on the cards. It's no. And we go through Chazal, you see the Chazal didn't even entertain that side that a guy's going to borrow and not pay back on time. Agav, there's a Gemara in, I think it's Ezel Nesha, I think it's Tosfos Mavua, and Hilchos Asmachta. It's a little out of the Inyan, but Tosfos Mavua, he makes a cheshbon why, it's Mavua and Tosfos, that there's no problem of Asmachta, that the guy's going to default on the Havon, he has to come out to collect on certain Nechasim, Mushubachim, better Nechasim, because there's no such tad. Who in his right mind is borrowing without a way to pay back? It didn't exist such a metzias. Everyone who borrowed knew for sure how he's going to pay back. So how come you find out sometimes God doesn't pay back? Either he's a Rasha, or God, the anointing happened and somehow he didn't get that paycheck. But no one borrows without a realistic way how he's going to pay back money.
Credit card companies are learning that lesson.
Yeah, okay, fine. But that's now, truth be told, there's a Bach in the Goyin, and the Mishabru sides more noita like that with the Bach and the Gayin, that they learn over there that no, they have a different pshat in Taisa. The Gayin's even magia the Taisas, and no, it's not talking about that. It's talking about where he doesn't have the ability to borrow. That's how Ivein Loi Malaf Reib, so he has Agah, he doesn't have the ability to borrow, no one's willing to lend him money. But if someone's willing to lend him money, then yes, borrow the money, Levu Alai Vani Pareya. But even the Gayin and Bach, also, only learning because by Sudas Shabbos, Tzorchei Shabbos, you have a special avtaka levu alive ani pareya. But without the special avtaka levu alive ani pareya, you are not allowed to borrow for even Tzorchei Shabbos unless you know how you're going to pay back. If I say lekuli alma, that is not enough of a tzorei gadol. All right, that's the pshat nisma, how he ties up the machava. However, the Taz learns a whole different pshat nismachava. It's not talking about where you're borrowing money, you're going to spend this money on personal use, and you don't, and you're going to be ma'abda. It's a shtickle chiddish, the smaz reading of the makabah. L'tzorech u la'abda, l'tzorech now means tzorech gadol, and la'abda means, losing means when you spend it for what your intention was when you borrowed it in the first place. That's la'abda, because I'm making it not be'en, that the ma'ava won't be able to get it. This Taz learns a different pshat. Taz learns like this. We're talking about a guy who's a manager of an investment, and he's borrowing money to run his business or whatever the investment is. So he tells the guy, I'm running a grocery store. I'm getting a new shipment now, and I need to pay for that shipment. So you could borrow money for those groceries. I have a great deal on Camrys. I'm going to import Camrys. Just I need the money. Give me the capital. So that was the deal. The deal was Camrys. Whatever the deal was. So he says like this, that a person has a right, even though he promised the Malva, or he represented to the Malva, he's borrowing it for Camrys, he has a right to borrow the money and invest it. Instead of Camrys, he invested in computers. He could do that without telling the Malva, provided it's guaranteed that when he invests in computers, he's not going to get a loss. So either way, the Malva is not going to lose out. He'll have where to collect from. Who are Din Zogdeh? I'm allowed to invest. If I told the mom I'm investing in Camrys, I'm allowed to invest in Camrys. And if there's a risk involved, maybe the Camrys won't be such a good business and I'll lose the money. Either one is fine. It means I can invest and change the investment to something else. Or I could keep it in the tzarech that I borrowed it for, the Camrys. And even though it might be a risky venture, I might lose the money. But to change the investment to computers, and computers is not guaranteed that that's risky, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to borrow money and spend it shaloi l'tzarek, what you borrowed it for, ul abdo, when there's a risk involved that you might lose the money, to the extent that you're not allowed to do.
More risky than cameras,
or
risky?
I don't know if he makes a distinction between that. I don't know. I hear the Chajmin, but the Chayra, I would say, even if it's the same risk, because I don't have the Taz, it's Mamish at the end of the sim, I didn't bring it because for cameras, I thought that's what I'm borrowing it for, so I have a right to borrow for, but for computers, how can I change the investment on you and there's a risk?
Less risky than yourself.
No, but it's an economy, even if it's less risky, as long as it's some risk. But if it's no risk, it's a guaranteed investment. So big deal, what do you care? You have nothing to lose. I'll invest in computers, it's guaranteed, so I'll be able to pay you back. I just can't do it to the extent that I'm going to lose out. I'm going to cause a suffix that you might get. I might not get repaid.
I'm disturbed about the text of the Machaber here. First of all, I don't understand when you say that go to a risky thing. All business is a risk. There's no guarantee for it.
Okay, I guess everything's relative.
Business, whether it's computers or a grocery store, there's always a risk.
Good, but
number one.
Relative, good.
Secondly, what's the necessity of the word abda?
Like the Taz, very good. I can't change the tzarek to computers, ula abda, when computers is a risk of loss.
Why does it mean something that is speculative, like
that's what,
investment?
That's what he's trying to say. When you're doing shaloi l'tzarek, not what I borrow for, ula abda, and I run the risk of losing that money, actually, that I'm now allowed to do. But
how does anybody go into business? Better borrow with the idea of going into business.
I could borrow. I'm allowed to borrow and tell them I'm going into cameras and going to cameras, but I shouldn't borrow going into cameras and investing it somewhere else.
I take labda means where something where an essential, an excessive risk. Put it into the stock market.
I don't know. Okay. The Maisa, you see that the smile and love, that just means that you spent it on what you borrowed it for, and it's not going to be banned.
Why did he emphasize?
All right. Fine, fair enough. Anyway, the Maya says you have two pshat and the other smanat. I just want to point out that like the taz is pshat, bechlal, we don't even have a heter to borrow money, even letzorech gadol, if you don't know how you're going to pay back. Like the smaz pshat, that's how he touched the mechaba. Like the taz, even that doesn't exist. There is no such mechaba. A bloiv is never allowed to borrow money unless he knows how he's going to pay back. Remember that now Erechaim is very good. I say Shabbat Chachol, you have no way to pay back. It's over. Okay, Shabbos, yes, Shabbos, it could be a Torah. It doesn't make a difference. There's no heta. Sorry?
I need money to live on.
So tell the mom, I need money to live on. If he tells the mom, I need money to live on, and the mom is nice enough and kind enough to lend you the money, knowing well in advance that there's a very likely chance that you're not paying back, because it's tight. He could do whatever he wants. Like I said, he could throw his money out the window too. But to borrow money and tell him, I'm paying back in 30 days, there is no heta to do it, unless you know for sure. Sorry?
Is there,
is there
in such a case?
That's what I'm saying. There's an Asa
L'Laiva.
Oh, no. Why should be Asa? I'm telling the Malva explicitly. What's the deal? This is the deal. So the Malva's masking. There's no problem. That means the Malva knows that the 30-day is not a solid 30-day. It's not written in stone. He knows that, you know, he's hopeful, wishful thinking. All right.
If you ask the love of the life, Adi Perea, you would think to say it doesn't negate human responsibility that I can't
start off.
I have no idea I'm
going to
go and say
that's something. That's how the terrorists, correct, that's how the terrorists are Kenim learns. All right.
Kuk Nefesh also
you can? Oh, no, Kuk Nefesh, maybe everything is not going to be Kuk Nefesh. You have to know. God, if you want to, you want to get technical, to Machlokes, to Noyim, and to Sefta, when we say that everything is Mutav B'nei Kuk Nefesh, so we know Gila Rai Shrik Hazom HaVod Zara. Chutz from those three. Rav Meir Oimer also chutz migezel. So, sorry? So you might go into that cheshvan. So that's just Masa Moneh, it might be that you're supposed to pay back. So you do it al das l'shalim. But here, you don't have the ability to pay back. You're doing al das l'shalim with not knowing. But Pasha's, yeah, we don't pass on your name. Pasha's an economy. If the guy's mamish sakon zavashas and l'chayra, yeah, that would be mutu like in Kalat Terekula. All right, let's continue the machava. When the malva recognizes this loiva, shehu bal midazu, he has asot loiva, who is borrows, even though he doesn't know for sure how he's going to pay back, he could run the risk of not of losing the money where the malva will have not to collect from. Mutav, it is better sheloi lelavoisai, it is better not even to lend him in the first place. Mimasha yaveo, from then lending him. Why? Because what's going to happen? Mimasha yaveo v'yitzarekle nnoiksei akakak, because you're going to lend him, and he's not going to end up paying on time. And what are you going to do? You're going to nudge him to death. Every time you call him up, you're going to be over an issa deraisa mishum loisiyah like kenosha. So it's better not to lend this guy money. You're going to think, okay, I'll lend him anyway. You know, it's a risk, but you know, never the guy's desperate. No, if you're going to lend him money, and then tomorrow you're going to nudge him, so you lost. That's what Skarmi have said. You're now being over every time with a lot. Better don't lend him, so you won't have the mitzvah salva, but I like this, because you won't have the love. You won't be able to see like a nation. It's better not to lend such a person.
Excuse me, car for no subprime lending? Excuse me, car for no subprime lending?
The Lozia Kenosha is limited to Anoni or to anybody?
We said, we Paskin, Rav Yishayin and Paskin, it's only to Anoni. But this guy's Anoni, he has nothing to pay back. Obviously he's Anoni.
But if he lends it to a person who has a billion, he delays it, he can bother, he can be an Ocean.
Right, if the guy is an Ocean, has money to pay back, he's liquid to pay back, yeah, then he can nudge him, that's true. Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. This person who doesn't, he spends the money, and then he doesn't have the ability to pay back. He revolves, he goes from one gemach to the next gemach. That means he doesn't have a real, realistic way to pay back. So such a person, better not to lend him.
Mitzvah, what does that mean? The chayv falls away? So a person who you know can't, we said there's a chayv.
So the God is a shaylin nachrayim. There's a shaylin nachrayim over here. Is it pshat? I got to hold this pasha, but I don't know. I saw a couple of nachrayim had the shayla. Is it pshat? The betzim, there's a mitzvah halva. Just, you're running the risk. You're going to do the halva and get the mitzvah. You're going to be over a bunch of lavim later on. So better not be over those lavim. So better b'shev al tas and not do the mitzvah.
You're allowed to do that.
Or Yeah, good. I hear. Or kepshutoy, and that's mavul like that, and in we have rishonim like that, and the das akenim ibala taisis we once mentioned kepshutoy. Such a person, you don't have a chiv to lend in the first place, because like we said from the Chofetz Chaim and others, that you don't have a mitzvah lahalvois unless it's batuach that he's going to pay back. So a person who's not batuach to pay back, I don't have the mitzvah in the first place. So a mitzvah anyway, I don't have that chiv. Now, chutzna, I don't have the chiv. So you're going to say, okay, but say this. So it's a, I'll have at least the rishus. No, you don't even have the rishus. Better don't lend this guy, because it's going to be over every single time. But let's see, like an aishas. So better not lend such a person. Lifnei Eva on that guy, that guy's borrowing or not. Yeah, so God, I'm going to miss the kasha. But I'm to Lifnei Eva. Yeah. All right. You know, okay, we can get into technicals. You know that he's not going to pay back, so you know that he's not going to carry through with his thing, so you have to know if there's lifnei eva. He doesn't know that you know that he's not going to do it, so he's mechavin to either basa treifa, basa chazir, because you know that he's not paying back anyway, but for his makshava ra, God the Tyson Kedushin says that there's lifnei eva on that too. Sorry?
How far back do you have to go with this derivative? He knows this and he knows that.
I'm saying, no.
It's only for your medical.
Sorry?
It's only for your medical.
If
your medical.
Michael? What do you mean if I'm Michael? No, when I tell him 30 days, if I tell him 30 days and I know that he's not going to pay back 30 days, I don't really care about the 30 days. So you have to know, but I'm saying his case was that I know this guy's not paying back. So if I know he's not paying back, so when I'll tell him 30 days, it's just to give him a little hishtadlis, but I know he's not paying back 30 days realistically. So I have in mind 90 days, I have in mind a year, whatever it is, or indefinite, right? So when he pays late, sort of, I accepted those terms, but he doesn't know I accepted those terms, so he's doing an issa. He has its mechamin to do an issa, and then I'm being makshal him in that lifnei eva. Okay.
If a guy comes to you and he has potential money, does that mean anything?
I don't remember.
Potential another way of him collecting money. He doesn't have it now. It's not now, but
the kind of shofanara muta means it's better that he still gets a mitzvah, there's still a mitzvah.
I'd rather think that if the guy I don't know, it's mutav, it's better, because what happens if you think you're mashah that you could control yourself and not be over the like kenosha, so maybe then you'll have, also you have to know it could be that you don't have a chiv, but what happens if the guy end up giving the hava? Maybe there's a kiyam mitzvah. I don't have a chiv to give such a guy, but if I end up doing it, maybe I have a kiyam mitzvah. Maybe, okay.
If he takes it,
here's L'chayr, right? Excellent kasha. Everyone is, I don't have a teretz kasha. Kasha is that if we're talking about a guy who's borrowing and he represents to you that he's going to pay back, and really he doesn't have the ability to pay back, so kum tois, he's now allowed to borrow. It's also from Tabari, he's a Rosha. So kum tois, he's a Gazlan. He misrepresented. He told me he's paying back in teretz, which is really not. So his whole hava was betois. So. I didn't know that. How should I know that?
If you know for sure.
No, I don't know. A guy came over to me and he borrowed the money, right? And he borrowed money. So in that case, l'chay, he should be a gazan. In that case, that he's a gazan, why is he allowed to see l'kanetra? L'kanetra is only said on avar.
Maybe
a lot of
mutav, when you know this guy, so.
You don't know, maybe talk about
it. But one second. You know this guy's not going to pay back, right? And he's representing to you otherwise. So then,
and you're giving it anyway.
I'm giving it to him.
Who says he's over close to Nashville? Who says he's back here?
He thinks he's a Gazan.
I know that he's such a, he has this Baal Midara. So I know that, but he's still telling me he's going to pay back in 30 days.
He thinks he's a Gazan. You're giving it to him anyway. Because you know that he's not sure.
So that says him for Xayla, but he's still being Mechashev to do Xayla. Okay.
So,
okay, but and I mean that's we'll say. Because then Mela turned into Avam, and Mela, that's why you have a loisi like energy. Right. No. So that's what he's saying. You market the guy. No, that's what he's saying. You market the guy. So even though he's representing to you, he's paying back in 30 days. You know that it's a good chance he's not, and you're giving the Avam anyway. So Kumtais is not being over Xela, because.
You
market it. So Mamela, no voice, you can have the problem. So that's how he gets out.
Money. You're allowed to lend on
Chesed Kashrus
alone.
Why not?
They always require a certain set of standards, but that's not halacha. I'm telling you, for Gamach, usually you require two cosigners.
You're allowed. I mean, if your guy wants to borrow money, you just have to be betuach. I can't tell you what's Bechadri Libcha, what's considered betuach. I can tell you the Chavetz Chaim, because the Moshe is on here, pointed out after Sheva. I saw no Avitz Chesed over there. I think it's in Chelik Bey's. Which perek, I don't remember ches or chavet, I don't know, one of the prakim he has, he says, you want to know what's betuach hanak, he said, well, turn the tables around. What happens if it would be an investment with this guy? I would invest with this guy money. It means I stand to gain. Would I say it's not betuach and not invest? Or would I say, oh, it's betuach enough and I will invest? If it's betuach enough when you're trying to gain, then it's betuach enough to give this guy a halva. If it's not betuach enough when you're trying to gain, then no, then don't give him the halva either, because you don't have to. He's not betuach.
That's a partial answer.
Yeah, to a degree. Now, the Chofetz Chaim points out, that this is all talking about Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, Avos Chesed, it's all talking about where the guy doesn't want to give a mashkin. But he's willing to give a mashkin, who cares he's a baal midara and he doesn't pay in time? But you have his mashkin, so you're guaranteed payment anyway, so who cares he's a shlechta rasha? But here, he's not going to get away with it, because you have his mashkin. But he's maisif. But if it's that person, that even with his mashkin, he could figure out how to make your life difficult, and why excuse it, and why not to give the mashkin and play tricks on you, and the cheshbonis and dinei Torah and all that, I'm not giving you da'ava, mutav shalai la'avaisai, rather than being over b'chavam, and lo'isi aloi k'naisha.
Why is it b'chavam?
It's trying to emphasize that listening to not once, every phone call, every nudge is another lav. So if you're playing with not one lav, playing with infinite lav for that one hava, better not.
There's not enough time for a lot of ask, bro. We didn't get to it.
You're not allowed to ask. If you know that he doesn't have the money, you're never allowed to ask. Only if you think that he might have the money, then you're allowed to ask. But if you know he doesn't have it, you're never allowed to ask. All right. Now, I want to point out a very geshmaka. The Mincha Chadosha in Mitzvah Samach Zayin, Ois Gimel, says the following. What you see from here is in Tassant, Chiddush of the Machava. When the guy was coming to borrow the money, buddy, I don't have a chiv to lend you the money. When state in the pasuk kesef tal vezam, it's only imok. It's only when it's batuach. You're not in that pasuk. I don't have a chiv to be malvah you. Nevertheless, somehow, if I carried through and was malvah you the money, the loisia lo kenosha kicks in. I mean, you could have a loisia lo kenosha on somebody on a halva that I didn't have to give you in the first place. I had no chiv to give you that halva, but still the Torah is makbid on a loisia lo kenosha even on such a person. So a big chiddush. We have a similar svara we once discussed in the earlier shiur. What happens if at the time of the halva, the Mincha Seilas had this case, at the time of the halva he was an usher, the borrower was an usher, so I don't have a chiv to lend him the money, and later on he lost money, when it comes time to pay, Taka doesn't have money and he's a nani. And the Mincha, he says over there, the Mincha Seilas says, Taka, you are over Lasil Kanaisha. Even though that halva wasn't bechiv, I didn't have to lend him the money. Still, Lasil Kanaisha kicks in. But the Mincha says, that's not such a chiddush like this. Because that chiddush is, if he would be an ani, like he is now, if he would have been that ani all along, I would have had a mitzvah to la'avoisai. So then, on this person is a Lasil Kanaisha. But if this guy, who's a nudnak, he's a baal midara, he borrows money without knowing for sure how to pay back, such a guy, I never have a mitzvah to pay. So how could I have a loisi kenosha? They thought, yeah, you could still have a loisi kenosha even though you don't have the mitzvah to lend him the money. A chiddush.
Why is the one dependent on the other?
It's the same chiyuvim of the Torah. That's the chiddush. That's back and not dependent.
Why would I
Why he sounds like he's saying no kim, because if you have a kim, chot you'll have that. Yeah, l'chayra, l'chayra, I hear. Now, sorry? If you do it in a way that it won't be considered noisha, then l'chayra, that should be a part. Alright. You'll have to get it through if he doesn't feel that light noisha. But you wonder what the chiddush is, it's all in one pasuk. And kesa davas ami is on imok, the pasuk feels like, so let's see like a noisha, right? So, no, the reish of the pasuk is talking about only an oni imok, this guy who's about me the toiv and everything is going to pay back. And all of a sudden, I have the seifa and kicks in the loisi lekanoisha, even on this me bao me the ra, rasha, I still have this loisi lekanoisha. The maisa is, there's a seifa chasidim, which is mashma otherwise. There's a seifa chasidim in Shin Chav Zayin. There, the seifa chasidim says, and I'll read it to you, the ha'oni ish toiv, if the oni is a good person, shim hoyoloi, that if he would have the ability to pay back, he would pay back willingly. Now he just doesn't have the ability to pay back. If you see him in the street, if you see him walking, you should go a different way, not to be able, not to do a negisha like we had in the previous sif. Sif Beis, that when you see him, the mav is mechuyev to go a different way. So you see, it's meduyik in the Sefer Chasidim. It's only when do you have this issa that you have to walk away from him and not be in his way and not embarrass him. It's only if he's an ish toiv that if he would have the ability to pay, he would certainly pay. But if he's not such a person, he's this Baal Nidara, this Rasha, who doesn't care, doesn't take a loan seriously, doesn't take a due date seriously, such a person, there's no problem.
You mean you can be a dosha with him?
That's what it sounds like. So Minchas Soilis is Medaik.
He's nebulous on that. What do you mean it sounds like?
That's what it, right?
Can you say yes or no?
That's the diik we can make in the Sefer Chasidim. That's the diik. That's not me. The Minchas Soilis makes that diik in the Sefer Chasidim. That if he's not an ish toiv, you don't have the issa of Lesi Lai Kanaisha.
Are there different Gedarim and Naisha? Are you allowed to hound them and call them? Once you have to go to the other side of the street, you're allowed to call them and hound them?
No, if you have to go to the other side of the street, you now.
Maybe that you don't have to do, but could be hounding him on the phone. You wouldn't be able to do.
You would not be able to do. That's worse. Oh. So we're going to get to him. 1 second. So the Minchas Chaylis says that Dik in the Sefer Chasidim. And Mamela, he asks, what are you going to do with our Sif? And Sif Dalet states, even a Baal Mida Zoo, you still have a Issa Lo Si Alei Kenaisha. And he says, two Deichik Terutzim. Let me back up a bit. Where's his Chajrin? Kasha is that if you have a deacon in Sefer Chasidim, that only by an ish toiv who would pay back if he had the ability to, there is an issa of naisha, but for an ish ra, that's the deacon, that doesn't care about paying back, there's no issa lasi like naisha. So why are we in Sif Dal? Is there issa lasi like naisha?
Sif Dal, he would pay if he would have the money.
I don't know. Yeah? Why?
It doesn't say they want to pay if he would have the money.
Okay. But he's still a Baal Midara, Nikra Rasha. Oh, okay, 1 second. Okay, so let me bring this out a bit. Fine. Maybe you're saying like the Mukhoi says that. Mukhoi says, where is the Sefer Chasidim coming from? How do you learn such a pshat? He holds, because just like we find in a lot of Lach Yaisei and Aveda, Hakzar Aveda and Tzedakah and Aino, Kama Vekama place in the Torah that just says Ach or Amisecha, it has to be somebody who is... he has to be a Shomer Shabbos, a Shomer Tarig Mitzvahs, right? He has to, if a guy borrows and he doesn't have intention to pay back, or he has no way, no realistic way, this guy's a Rasha. So he's an Eino Oisa Maisa Amcha. So if the Pasuk says that you should only lend, it's Kaisa Tav, it's Ami, it's only Imach, so he wants to make this tight to the Chasidim. This guy is not somebody. He's not Oisa Maisa Amcha. He's not Imach. He's not Oisa Maisa Amcha. This guy, you don't have a Chiv of Loisiyah Loikonosha. Mameli is over here, you have this Baal Midaron, you still have a Loisiyah Loikonosha. So he tries to say first this Chilek. We will say that Chasidim is talking about, like you said, the guy doesn't care about paying back. It's Mamish Agazan, it's a Russia, it's like worse. But this guy, Be'etzem, he's wishful thinking. He's hoping he's going to be able to pay back. There was few, you know, options that he had, maybe it would work out. He just didn't know for sure he'd be able to pay back. So he's a little irresponsible, or even a lot irresponsible. It's all like Bishav Al-Pasa. His only grumis that he's doing, he's hoping he'll be able to, and now he finds out that he can't find PMP. Such a person, not such a Rasha, to make him Eino Isa Mais Amcha, that will give you a heta of being Oiva Lasila Kanoja. We give you a heta to be Noigasim. That's his first teretz. And the second teretz is, Daichik, also Lechaira, he says, it's talking about where the guy was a Baal Midara when he took out the Halva, but since then he did Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Charot, Mamish, he's already on the network of Darshan, Darshanim, who are, he created a whole organization to be how you should be Betzedek, and only borrow if you know how you're going to pay back for sure. You see that he's Mamish, he's a full Baal Tshuva, he's no longer this Rasha, so now he isn't Oysa Maisa Amcha. This person, you shouldn't lend him, because now you're going to be Oyva Laisiya Lai Kanoisha. That's his other Pshat in the Mechabit. Shtekel Shai, I don't know how you tie to Mechabit. We're talking about Beshas Tavor, I market this guy, I shouldn't lend him, because tomorrow I'm going to be Oyva Laisiya Lai Kanoisha. Well, the chance that he's going to have Charot and do a full-fledged Tshuva by tomorrow, whenever it's going, It's a one in a million. That guy, if he doesn't do tshuva, I'm not going to be able to like kanoisha. So why can't I lend this guy? What's the problem? What do shalei laves? No, I have to entertain that Pintel Yid is going to shine through, and he's zikha going to do tshuva, and he's no longer going to beat his bound. The last 10 avos he's stiffed, but punk my avos is going to do tshuva now, and now he's going to be that oisa maizamcha that I shouldn't be noigis. I'm going to be able to see like kanoisha each time.
Well, why is that different? For example, Makadish al Manasha Nitzadek, when Nimso Russia is Makusophic Makudeshis?
Yeah, Basophic, yeah, 100%. He's a Sophic.
But yeah. It does help. Shemigur Chuba.
Okay.
What about here?
All right. Are you? Fine?
So are people usually repent when they don't have money? So they have the money.
I hear. Okay.
The Chazan says that if you lend money without a star, without aiding, right, he says, then you can't go collect it because you
don't even
lift neighbor.
No, the Gemara says you're now lent to Shigai.
Give it, lend it.
The Gemara says that.
It's
the Gemara
in
the end of
it,
says,
unless you have in mind,
but to go collect. It's a Gemara that's going to pass in that you now lend money without aid.
No, but the Chazan says, but if you have in mind that you're not going to go collect it, then you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So, but here we're saying
I don't know that
you're able to lift neiver if I lend him, even if I have in mind not to be a notion. I'm going to be a notion.
No, I think worse. Yeah, able to lift neiver over there is because the levy doesn't know your intention, and if he doesn't pay, he's ending up stiffing you on the halva, and he's going to be over his yisurim. At least he thinks he's going to be over his yisurim to be kaifa.
When I lent the fellow money, he thought that I was going to go.
No, I'm saying I don't even think go until I see Kadusha. I think that case should be also lift naiv. If you hold like Tyson Kadusha, you even lift naiv, but Chagavna, you have to go to the next step. All right, fine. Anyway, that's check. But one thing is clear is that the previous sheet, the Mincha Chadosh, didn't learn like that. Mincha Chadosh, Taishas and Makab, that you see from here, that you have a chiv. You have an Israel, even on such a person that you don't have a chiv to lend to. All right. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to argue with the Minchas Soilis, and it's very geschmack. It's not just it's the Rabbonin. I hold that the Sefer Chasidim only was talking about a case of this Issa, like you pointed out, this Issa of walking in front of him. Because that's not Issa, we said the previous year, it's not an Issa of Lasila Kanesha. That's Issa Zakta Machaba, Mipneshu Nichlam, Ber Oise Lamalva, Vein Yodim Masekas Afreya. He's embarrassed. It's not a Lasila Kanesha, it's just an embarrassment, because I was never to weigh him. Just when he sees me, he reminds himself, oi, this guy probably thinks that who knows what, and I get embarrassed, I don't pay. Rather, the Sefer Chasidim himself says, what's the embarrassment? The embarrassment, the Loiva thinks that the Malva is thinking that I have money and I don't want to pay him. And the truth be told, I don't have the money, but if I would have the money, I zichu would pay him. That's the Loiva's casual. But that's the embarrassment. I believe when you have such a guy who's this Baal Midara, and like the Sefer Chasidim is talking about, that even if he would have money, he's even worse than Al Baal Midara. He's such a person, he's Eino Ish Toiv, that even if he would have money, he wouldn't pay back in time. Such a person, I'm allowed to walk in front of, because this person doesn't have a problem. He doesn't get embarrassed. He thinks this is fine. He thinks it's fine to borrow money, and even when he has money to pay back, not to pay it back. Right? That's his Mida. He's an Eino Ish Toiv. So by walking in front of him, he's not going to be embarrassed. If he's not going to be embarrassed, I don't have the Issa of walking in front of him, because that Issa is only for someone who's going to be embarrassed. Someone who, if he would have the money, would pay, and he's embarrassed that the Malva thinks that he's such a person and still not paying. But this guy is really that person. This guy is a person that even when he has money, doesn't pay. So he doesn't care that the Malva thinks that. That's who he is. He looks himself in the mirror just fine. He's got shlishi, shishi. He has no problem with this himself. He's very good with his image. So if such a person, he's not going to be embarrassed if you walk in front of. But to be tevei him, then you're going to be able to see a like kanaisha. So you can't prove from the Sefer because even that you have a right even to be tevei to be negus, and that's like a kanaisha. All right, I can hear that. I can hear otherwise too.
It's a defense.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. But that's for sure. Halacha lemaisra baisai, you have to say, because even notwithstanding, it's a lukhar mafusha machaba, that yes, such a guy can be over lo sila kanaisha. All right, let's move on. Sif hey, it's getting late. In Boha malva lebezdin, lemashkin loiva. He's coming to Bezdin and he asks, Tumi atoive, get me a mashkin from this guy, or lefarim yemen, or collect from me. Yesh lebezdin, lasais leidin, bezdin's mechuyiv to exercise din v'lo yomru pleni ani. They shouldn't have rachmanis nembuktis loivis and ani ve'ein loy, and he doesn't have what to pay. U pleni the malvis and asher. What does he really need this money from the ani for? Ve'ein tzarich lo, he doesn't need Baruch Hashem. He could live for the rest of his life even without the ani's money. Ela ein marachman bedin. When it comes to a din avada. Yikav Adin is Ahar, it doesn't make a difference. You don't make these cheshbonos. Sma brings down Drashas Chazal. It's Kakotun Kagol the Tishman. We dash him from the pasuk. Kakotun Kagol the Tishman. We don't make these cheshbonos. The din is a din. The loiv, it's due, and you gotta pay. Sorry. Good. You might have. Good.
And there's no
noisha
on this.
Who says? Going to Bezdin and yes, so it's not going to be a loisil kanoisha to the extent that there's a tzad that the loiva has the ability to pay up or to give a matching, have something more than the din besajin. If you know and Bezdin knows that the loiva doesn't have any money to give or any matching to give beyond besajin, there it says in Simon Tzadi Tes that Bezdin is over loisil kanoisha. Even to give him a shvua that he should swear ain loy, and they know it already, they'll be over lasil like connection doing it just to force him to pay somewhat. That you're not allowed to
do. You mean that's not bilet?
He is a nani. As a nani, one second. He's a nani. You can have a niyim.
That the mavo would be over the seal kanoisha?
No, even if the mavo is not going to be over the seal kanoisha, the ani has above misajin, he has an extra $5. But he had just the beer necessity plus $5, and beer necessity we're going to learn later on, Yetzirah in the Simen, it's mamish, the beer necessity, and he has another $5, and the Mava Baruch Hashem doesn't know what to do with his money, and he's coming to din because of, you know, principle, he's coming to din, and it's your name, I heard this, and he's going to collect from his ani, and you cover din azar, aim rachim and bedin, you can't be merachim. The ani taka has to pay him, the ush is correct. Right, and aim rachim and bedin.
Rachim must follow din, din is first.
Okay. That's how you're learning. I don't know if that's a problem, but Aim Rachman Din. When it comes to Din, Rachmanis doesn't take any place. Bezin has to.
What does Bezin actually do? How do you ascertain? Bezin goes down and checks his assets and his.
They do. They do searches. They do other things, yeah. All right. Well, perfect? No. LLC money that's hidden and you can't find it, which we do. But all right. Sivav. We're starting now, really. Hey, already alluded to it, but Sivav and on, or it is a. Now we're talking about, we've already finished the Malva's obligations, and now we've finished the Leiva's obligations, and now we're going to discuss the Chiyuvim of Mashkin. There are Yisurim, how and when to take a Mashkin. Just to give a synopsis, because there are many Pratim and Prati Pratim, just to, before we start Sivav, the following, I'm going to see it through Sivav. A Malva is never allowed to take a mashkin by force from a loiva. He can't go into the guy's house and take a mashkin. Even if he sees him in the street, he can't grab something from him. I shouldn't say never, because there are certain situations, maybe there are exceptions, but he cannot grab a mashkin away from a loiva or take it out of his house, and it's going to be over anissa deraisa. Nishno dem, Bezdin is not allowed to go into the loiva's house to take a mashkin. Leisavei or beisai. You now enter the guy's house. Lavei
tavei. What happens to the corporation?
Okay, okay. Let me just give the klal when we go through the sif. Hopefully, we'll go through more prati pratim. Just want to give the klal so you get it first clear, and then we'll see the makaba played out. Not only that, Bezdin can go into the loiva's house to take a mashkin. What Bezdin could do, if Bezdin sees the guy in the street and he has a mashkin or something on him that Bezdin feels it could be chap, then in the street, not in his house, in the street, Bezdin is allowed to chap it away from the loiva, but toris mashkin. Next halacha, even when Bezdin could chap, namely he's in the street, still you can't take everything. It's no. You now take anything which is clay oichel nefesh. It's going to be makleik is what that means. But anything that's tools that are used for making food, tools that are used for eating, those kalim are clay oichel nefesh, and you're not allowed to take a mashkin. His rechayim, you're not allowed to take. His granary, you're not allowed to take. You're not. Sorry?
He has two of them.
You're not. We're going to learn all the prati pratim. You're not allowed to take clay oichel nefesh. Even Bezin, who has a right to take, bechutz, still is now to take Klei Echol Nefesh. A third halacha.
Klei Echol Nefesh means if a guy has a business, he has kelim, he has a bakery. You call that Klei Echol Nefesh.
So we'll have to discuss. Shanei Mala had such a story. A guy called me up. It was a landlord. and his tenant who had a restaurant wasn't paying, so he figured what he'll do was he'll close the store, lock the store on the guy. That will turn on the fire. He'll get, he has to have the business, so he's going to figure out how to pay me. So it's a shayla, you're allowed to do that. Or better yet, I had another case that there was a caterer. It was a caterer who wasn't paying. How did it go? The chasana hall? I guess he does chasanas, and it works. So he charges the father of the kala, whatever, and then he has to pay the fee to the hall. And he wasn't paying the fee to the hall. So the balabas on the hall wanted to know, could he seize his ovens, his klei on average, because he sees his ovens, the caterer's ovens. That will get him to pay. He won't be able to make chasanas anymore. Could he seize those ovens in order to get payment? Okay, we're going to have to go through and we'll flesh it out. I just want to give the klalim. One more important klal is that even when you're not allowed to take a mashkin, it's klei chonevich, or even when you're going inside the guy's house, even if the mav himself is going inside the guy's house and he's over alive, but he did it, if he did it already, it works. That means he has a kinyan mashkin in that chayfetz, and now he'll be subject to the hilchos mashkin. He might have to return it every night to the guy whenever the leaver needs it. But he'll have a kinyan in that mashkin, one gevaldik eitzah, one help of having this kinyan. He was even nisa, but once he did it and he has a kinyan, even when he gives it back, he's allowed to keep on taking it back, because it's really his already. He has that kinyan in that mashkin. So he has a chiv, a nice thing to give back every night for the guy, we'll see. But once he has a kinyan, it's his, it won't be metatul and leitzah bonav, shmita won't be meshamet achayiv. He already has a kinyan in the mashkin.
Are you defining mashkin as collateral?
Okay.
Collateral is set up at the beginning.
Oh, we're going to talk. If it's set up at the beginning, it might be totally different halakas. We're talking about where you gave the halvah, and now you're trying to collect, or you're desperate, so you want to have security.
That's a seizure of, in lieu of payment.
Well, I don't know. It's not in lieu of payment, because we're going to see lieu of payment might be better. What we're really doing is seizing collateral, so security that you'll be guaranteed or somewhat guaranteed to be able to be paid back.
Before came
payment came around, after payment came around, doesn't make a difference.
At the time of
Avah. No, but it's not a time of Avah. I lent the guy money. The next minute, I say, you know what? I'm crazy. I have no security. And I chap something from the guy. I'm over a lav. Or it's already Gizman Peroyan and I chap from the guy. It's also over a lav. Doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to chap a mashkin for bitachon from the guy.
You can send the guy in, right?
No. No, we're going to discuss. No, we'll see. All right, let's see the mechaba. Sivav, imbar lemashkenoi shaloi b'shas havasoi. If you're trying to take a mashken from the guy, shaloi b'shas havasoi. Not at the time of the aval. Loyim mashkenenu hu ba'atzmoi. You yourself, the malva himself, is not allowed to take this mashken. Shemishkenoi hu ba'atzmoi. If he does take this mashken, oyven belav. He's going to be oyven alav. If he gives it willingly, that's fine. But you're not allowed to take it from him. You're not allowed to take it from him. But rather, bezin shlucham, bezin should send the shliach, v'af shlucham, and even the shliach, lo yukonis lebeis l'mashkin. Even a shliach bezin is not allowed to enter the guy's house to take a mashkin. Because it's a gizman parayin, let's say, and we need security. Guy's not paying, so we need security. We have to protect the malva. So Bezin is allowed to take a mashkin, but not in his house. They're not allowed to go into his house.
Even though they did not agree on that to begin with.
Correct. But it's a gizman parayin already. It's already a gizman parayin. He's supposed to be paying me back, so he's stiffing me. So Bezin, I reach out to Bezin, they have to protect me. So Bezin. We're going
to
say, we'll discuss more.
That's the point I want.
Let's skip over the Ramah. I just want to finish the Lashon Makabe. Elim yinta loydava b'chutz yikhenu. But if the Bezdin, the Shleik Bezdin, finds the loyva outside and he has what to chap from him, then he's allowed to take it. And he's even allowed to take it by force. V'yesh l'shleik Bezdin likach ha-mashkim yira loyva b'zroya, even by force, v'noisne la-malvo, and he can give it to the malvo. Good. Fine. So we see from here, a malva himself is also to evachap. It's a lashon machab. He's oiva balav. It's mashon machab, which is the Rambam, that he's oiva balav. Saifi chaps from the guy's house. Saifi chaps outside the guy's house. A shliach, which is not poshut, is a taisa vaket. Taisa holds that the isa for malva to chap outside the guy's house is only midrabbanan. But we paskin like the Rambam that there's an issa alive in the Torah tachap even when it's outside the guy's house for Amalva. Bezdin also can't chap inside the guy's house, but outside shliach bezin kuchaps. You need shliach bezin plus outside to make it worse, to make it work. Grada there's a chedusha rim as a chakiro. Could bezdin, the shliach bezin, stand at the doorway or at the window of the guy's house and just reach into his house and chap something? Is that considered he went in or he's out? He's actually standing outside. B'chutz tam, like I'm b'chutz. Calm down, I'm b'chutz. I'm just reaching in. Come on. So the Chiddush Rim says he wants to be toilet on the Machlekes, the Vosim Machlekes, or other Inyanim, whether by Mitzayra, by Beis HaMikdash, whether Bia B'Mikza Shema Bia. Even though most of the body is outside, but you're reaching in, if Bia B'Mikza Shema Bia, then you're even alive, or whatever it is, you're even this Issa. But if Bia B'Mikza Shema Bia, then it's fine. You can stand outside and just reach in, that would be fine. All right. What is this Issa? For the Malva, it's always, and for the Shliach Bezin, it's only inside, not outside. How's that possible? What's going on? So look in this massive cotton Zayin. In Meloshin HaRambam, V'atu V'machabim Meduktak, that filu mishkanei ha-Malva sheloi mirtzoinoi, that if the Malva was mashkin deloiva sheloi mirtzoinoi, I mean, if he gave it willing, it's fine. But if he did it by force, or involuntary, he unilaterally, b'chutz, even outside, over belav di chisash shabriach hamasas mumul loytzave or beisay lavay davoytoy. I says beisay in the pasuk. It says loytzavei or beisay, and this is not beisay. This is outside. Must be the Rambam learned to beisay lav dafka hu. It's lav dafka ela hu hadin. I kosher kein dolo yishamit bechazak masha olav or mimasha biyodoy befagay bechutz. That the Torah says beisay is lav dafka. Beisay means rishusay. Even outside, if he's standing outside but he's holding on to it, biyadi masha biyadi is considered beisai, and you're now letting him cut from him outside, you're over the live. Either it's huadin or koshiken, because that's taiching in beisai. Now, if you learn koshiken, that's a shtick of modern, means kilo, like he's masking that beisai means inside the guy's house. But we're going to learn koshiken that if the guy is outside. First of all, you can't do this. Second of all, he says it's a very bad kosher cane because you see, by shtik bezin fakesh, shtik bezin now go inside, but it's allowed to go outside. So maybe the mavo should be the same thing. So that's not going to work. But if you learn that basic gufa means a shusai, okay, maybe that could work. He rather has a different joshua that it's an extra lavay tavoyte. Leisovay obeisoy, that's inside the guy's house. Lavay tavoyte is the rabbi's joshua. In the Sifri, the rabbis, even outside, the Malva is not allowed to do it, so it's alive in the Torah. And Mishumachi Kasu Stam, the Mishkanei HaMalva Ba'atzmai, irrelevant, inside, outside, Oiva Balav. So now, if we know that the Pasuk Leisav El Beisai is even outside, so then, Mamanashok, if the Shliach Bezin is part of the Pasuk, then the Shliach Bezin should also be us outside. If the Shliach Bezin is not part of this Pasuk, then let him go even inside. So that the Smak continues. Elo de Shliach de Bezin, Ein Issa, Elo Shalay Yekonis Le Beisai. How do we know that? That's from a different Pasuk entirely. Bezel Lomde Miyaturo de Ve'ish. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'ish should stand outside, and we say Abachutz Tamoykoi. This Ve'ish to be dashin is referring to the ish of a Shliach Bezin. So this Shliach Bezin will have the issa of Bechutz Tamoyd and not to go inside. What does that mean? The Drisha, which is the Sma in Sifu, it says it better. He explains what he means. He's not going to be over a lav. The lav tak is only by a malva. La Savi El Beisai is a malva. A Shliach Bezin will not be over the lav. What the Shliach Bezin will be over is a lav above Mechalal Asay. Because Asay is stand outside, and by going inside, you're not standing outside. So you're over a lav above Mechalal Asay that you're not standing outside. You're over, which is only tantamount to an Asay. But you're not going to be over La Savi El Beisai. So according to the Sma, Chatna Mechavi is that the Malva has a lav of La Savi El Beisai inside, outside, and the Shliach Bezin is only also inside, it's a lav above Mechalal Asay, but it's not going to be over a lav, not the lav of Leisav El Beisai. Okay, just to be Messiah, I just want to chapter in one more. So there's a lot more here. We're going to have to do a Mitzvah Shem next week, but just to be Messiah here, look at this massive cotton test where it says that a Shliach Bezin is allowed to, by force, beat up the guy and take a mashkin. Because of Rebbein Yeruchim, the Shliach Bezin Yachala HaKaisi could beat up the guy im Yisarev Boi Kishu Mishkanai Bezrei B'Shok. If he's trying to take it by force and he's resisting, you could beat him up. Mashen Kein Balabayis, Balabayis has no right to take, the Malva has no right to take it outside, by force. Therefore, if the balabais and hizik, bein begufa, bein b'mamayna, he's missing a word, it's chayiv. The shlech bais is allowed to beat the guy up. But a malvo who has no right to take it, even b'chutz, he's oiv alav, has no right to beat him up. And if he does beat him up, he's beating him up shalaik edin. So he's going to be chayiv for what he beat him up. Now continue. One more chiddush nisma. V'yesh mefarshim im la'acha shatofas ha-malvo. If the malvo already chapped this, he shouldn't have. But he already did. And we said before, but you can see at the end of the Machaber, that once you chap, you have a kinyan mashkin. You weren't supposed to, but you did it anyway. Madav, you did it. So you have a kinyan mashkin. So now the malva chapped is, and now b'ha loiva lahagzik loitza miyad ha-malva, and now the loiva wants to forget, beat up the malva to get back his mashkin. He's trying to pull it back. Now yochel ha-malva la'atza l'satzma afyal de'akar. In self-defense, the malva is allowed to, or to protect this asset that he seized, he's allowed to beat up the loiva. Why? Because once he took it, even though he was even nissa, he has a kinyan. Now it's his mashkin. And you, the loiva, trying to take back this mashkin that belongs to me. No, I'm going to beat you up to protect my mashkin. It's mine now. So you're now allowed to take it away from me. Now I have a right to beat you up. Initially, I have no right to beat you up. It's a lovely sava obeisoy. And if I do beat you up and I hurt you, I'm going to be chayiv because I wasn't supposed to. But if I did a nis and I already chapped it, now I have a kinyan. If you try to take away from me, I'm allowed to protect this asset, even if it means beating you up. All right, rabbis, we're going to have to stop here. There's a lot of raid here. It's very geschmack. Hagutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.